crowd left?
Then it becomes, well, he's already said he got infected, it gets unhealthy. So I don't know if that's a good term now, no.
If you have a cut, you might put some mercurochrome on it, or you might put some, what's something that really stings that you might put?
I didn't.
Okay. What's a drug that's used for malaria?
Quinine. Used to be.
If a person is no longer alive, you'd say he's
dead.
Do you have some other terms for that? Like kick the bucket or?
Oh yes, kick the bucket and shuffle off and play a thing now, say he passed away, which is trying to make it sound better than he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. what caused his death? I don't know what he...
Died. Oh, I would say.
All right. What do you call the place where a person is taken for burial?
Cemetery.
Okay. Now, if this were a cemetery that belonged to just one family, you know, a small family cemetery, would you still call it a cemetery, or would you call it something?
They call it, this day and time they do. There's still a few of them left around over the country. They still call it they do now call it a family cemetery. They used to call it a family burying ground.
Uh-huh. And what about around a church? What would that be called?
Churchyard.
Uh-huh. Okay. let's see, what is the box that the dead person is put into called?
Well, I guess you're talking about a coffin.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony itself?
I guess you refer to the service.
All right. And the family of the dead person are in?
In mourning, is that what you're
mm-hmm.
getting at?
Somebody might say to you, how are you? And you don't feel too good, you don't feel too bad, so what would you say?
Well, it's so-so.
Okay.
Take mine to a friend, I got out here, so he said, not that I give a damn, but say, how you feeling? That's about what it means. Rheumatism or arthritis, I
don't
know.
Okay.
That arthritis, it gets some fancy terms now.
Yeah.
Arthritis.
What's a disease that raged at the beginning of the century that is said to come from bad water? It begins with a D.
Beginning of this century?
Yeah.
I was around.
It ends in theory.
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
I never heard of it being called claimed to come from bad water.
Really?
No.
Well, what does cause it, do you know?
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
It's just a plain old germ that gets in the throat and gives them fits, but I never heard of
you never heard bad water?
Bad water caused, no.
Well, that's interesting. That's good to know too.
Yeah, bad water called typhoid. He used to have lots of typhoid.
Yeah, I know, my father had it when he was a child. What's a disease that causes yellowing?
Jaundice.
If somebody has a pain on his right side right here, he'd be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Do you know any old fashioned names for appendicitis?
You should call it cramp colic.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one I know of right now.
If a person can't keep his food down, he might
nauseate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what's a verb he would?
He would vomit.
Okay. And do you know any other terms for that?
Throw up.
Okay. You know any others?
I can't think of one right in there.
Okay. A person who is vomiting is sick where?
He's sick in his stomach.
Okay. Someone has some news to pass on, so he comes rushing over to a friend's house, and you'd say, he came over, what, me the news?